Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nasir Daf Nun Gimel. We are holding on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. We are at Ba'i Rami Bar Chama, about 7 lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ili Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha La'ashalom. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of our Daf Yomi Shir. So what we're going to discuss today, continuing the discussions of Tumos that a Nazir is Megaleachan, and Tumos that a Nazir is not Megaleachan. So we're going to discuss whether a Nazir is Megaleach on a Rova Atzamos from a Shidruv Gulgoldas. Meaning we know that a Nazir is Megaleach on a Chatzi Kav Atzamos. We had a Mishnah in Alos that tells us that a Rova Kav Atzamos is Metameh, but apparently a Nazir is not Megaleach on that. What if it's a Rova Kav Atzamos, but it comes from the Shidruv Gulgoldas? Is the Chashivus of the Shidruv Gulgoldas enough to minimize the shear of the amount of bones that a Nazir would be Megaleach on? So the Gemara is going to bring two Rayas to that. To answer that question. Then the Gemara is going to bring three different opinions in Tanayim about the extent of the Tumah generated from a Rova Kavatzamos and a Revias Dam. Meaning that which I just said, that a Nazir is not Megaleach on a Rova Kavatzamos, yeah, there's a Mishnah that says like that, but not all the Tanayim agree to that. So what is the extent of the Tumah that's generated by a Rova Kavatzamos? Is it absolute that a Nazir is Megaleach and you're not allowed to bring your carbon Pesach if you were Metamei to Rova Kavatzamos? Meaning it's all of those things. Is it none of those things, or is it some of those things? That a Rova Kavatzamos has some capacity of Tumah, but not the full capacity of Tumah. And we're going to try to figure out how to paskin among those three Shitos in Tanoim. Then the Gemara is going to discuss which types of Tumah we excluded from a Nazir being Megaleach on with the words Al Eilu, because our Mishnah said Al Eilu a Nazir Megaleach. That implies that there are other things that a Nazir is not Megaleach. So what are we trying to exclude with the words Al Eilu, which is a little bit of a funny question that the Rishonim are sensitive to, because we're going to have an entire Mishnah in tomorrow's daf about what a Nazir is not Megaleach on. So what do you mean? What are we trying to be Memayit? Just look at the next Mishnah. It's all of those things that we're trying to be Memayit. Those are the things that a Nazir is not Megaleach on, but that's what the Gemara is going to figure out. Then we have a Machlokas Amoraim on Amud Beis, whether a Nazir is Megaleach on an Eiver Shalem that does not have Basar Karatui. So we said that if an Eiver Minameis, Eiver Minachai, Sheyesh Alein Basar Karatui, he is Megaleach. So what if it doesn't have Basar Karatui? Basar Karatui means enough Basar that if it were still attached to a living body, it would heal, right? That the limb would be able to heal. So what if it doesn't have that amount of basar? So we're going to have a machlokas amoraim, and the Gemara is going to have a discussion whether we're able to be medayek it's something that you could be medayek. Anything that we could be medayek from that which it doesn't say. Are you able to be medayek the halacha based on that which it doesn't say? Because it says in the Mishnah that if it has basar karatui, a nazir is megaleach. It doesn't say what happens if it's saying love basar karatui. So can you be medayek? Well, it didn't say because a nazir is not megaleach. Or can you not be necessarily be medayek in that way? So let's begin again, 7 lines from the bottom of the page, on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. Ba'i Rami Bar Chama. So we had in the Mishnah back on Daf Mem Tes that a Nazir is not Megaleach on Rova Kav Atzamos, even though a Rova Kav Atzamos is Metameh Ba'ohel. A Nazir is only Megaleach on a Chatzi Kav Atzamos, which is twice as much as a Rova Kav Atzamos. But Rova Atzamos min Ashudra Vagulgolas, my. What if that Rova Kav Atzamos came from the skull and the spine? In that way, would we say that now, oh, since it comes from such a chashuv a part of the body, that a Nazir will be Megaleach even on the smaller shear, even on a Rova Kav Atzamos? Ki katani chatzi Kav Atzamos, hechadika mishare varav, aval min Ashudra Vagulgolas de chamiri, afilu Rova Atzamos, adil maloshna. Do we say that, yes, Nazir has a larger shear of a chatzi Kav Atzamos, but that's when it comes from less chashuva evarim. That's when the bones come from evarim that are not as chashuv. But when it comes from more chashuva evarim, like the shidra and gulgoles, Tosrit explains what makes them so chamur. And what makes them so chamur is that when they are shalem, they're metame even bekol shehu. The shidra gulgoles of a nefel, which could be very, very, very tiny, as long as it's shalem, it's metame. So you see that even b'kolshu they have the capacity to be metame. So maybe if you have a rova kavatzamos from them, not when they're shalim, from them, you have a rova kavatzamos, maybe that would be enough for a nazir to be megalech. Or maybe no, maybe the shir of atzamos is a chatzi kavatzamos. So the Gemara tries two rayas. By the way, just the whole way I'm reading this Gemara now is l'fi shita satosos. The rayas don't really, it's a hard Gemara to read. It's a hard Gemara to see how the rayas are actually rayas, how the dechias are actually dechias, how the shayla is actually, the whole thing is a difficult Gemara, but we're sticking with shita satosos. So amar rava, toshima. So let's bring a raya that we learn in the Mishnah. One of the ways that a nazir is megalech, that he's soser the entire nazirus, that he's going to have to start all over again, is if he's metameh hashidra val gugolas, to hashidra val gugolas. But v'yisal kadaitach rova atzamos ta'asim in shidra val gugolas chamir, if you're going to tell me that even a rova kavatzamos that comes from the shidra val gugolas is chamir, and the nazir is going to be megalech on that as well, listeni al rova atzamos abam in hashidra. The Gemara is assuming right now that there's no such thing as a shidva gugolas that are complete, that are whole, that don't have at least a rova kavatzamos. So when instead of telling me that a nazir is megalech on an entire shidva gugolas, why not just tell me a bigger chiddush that even on a rova kavatzamos from a shidva gugolas, a nazir is metame? Meaning there's no such thing as an entire shidva gugolas that doesn't have a rova kavatzamos. So when you say that that is a nazir is metame a shidva gugolas, you're saying that it's bigger than it's bigger than a rova kavatzamos. You can tell me a bigger chiddush that even parts of a shidva gugolas, as long as it's a rova kav, a nazir is megalech. So why does the Mishnah say that it's dafka if he's mitam b'shidva gugolas when they are whole, when they are complete? The rova kav would be enough to be megalech, and that's always, there's always a rova kav when you have a whole shidva gugolas. So it must be that even when you're dealing with bones that come from the shidva gugolas, a nazir is not going to be megalech unless they are either shalem or they're a chatzi kav. That a rova kav that comes from shidva gugolas has no special status. It's either going to be that you have a full shidva gugolas or a chatzi kav. So it says Gemara, but va'rava hu damar lo nitzcha al shidva gugolas shein ben rova tzamos. But wait, what kind of assumption are we making over there? Isn't rava the one that himself holds that if you have a shidva, that there is such a thing as a shidva gugolas that does not have a rova kav tzamos? That's even less than a rova kav tzamos. And if that's the case, you can't prove anything from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is telling us that nazir is megalech on shidva gugolas even when it's less than a rova kav. So it is a greater chiddush than telling me rova kav. It didn't have to tell me rova kav. It told me a bigger chiddush that even if it's less than a rova kav, but it's complete, it's a whole shidva gugolas. But it could still very well be that if it's a rova kav from a shidva gugolas, and thus it would be megaleach on that as well. So you see that Rava himself holds that you can have a shidva gugolas that are shalem that do not have a rova kav. So why is Rava trying to bring a raya from our Mishnah? Rava the Shitasho should realize that there is no raya from our Mishnah. Tosfos points out he doesn't know where this memra of Rava is. Meaning when we say Vaharava Huda Amar, it sounds like, you know, the famous Shita of Rava that we have all over the place. Tosfos says it doesn't exist. Such a Shita of Rava is not known to us from anywhere else. But apparently the Gemara is assuming that there is some sort of known Shita of Rava like this. So anyway, Basar Deshama Me Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara explains, yeah, initially Rava thought that there's no such thing as a Shita of a Gugolas that is less than a Rava Kavatzamos, and therefore he thought that we could be Poshet, the Safik of Rabbi Bar Chama, from the Mishnah. But once he heard Rabbi Akiva holds that the Shita of a Gugolas that doesn't have a Shira Rava Kavatzamos, that there is such a thing as a Shita of a Gugolas that doesn't have a Rava Kavatzamos, so then Rava changed his mind. And he said, you know what, I don't have a raya. So normally when we have a raya, we reject the raya. But over here, you didn't need to reject the raya, because the one who brought forth the raya himself later realized that the whole raya is not a raya, because the premise of the raya is a metzius that's not correct. The premise of Rava's raya was that every time you have a shidduch of gugolas, you have at least a rova kavatzamos. Not true. Sometimes you have a shidduch of gugolas that's less than a rova kavatzamos, and therefore we don't have a raya to begin with. The Mishnah identifies that a shidduch of gugolas is metame, is nazir's megaleachan, but that's even if it's less than a rova kav. I don't know what the halacha would be if it's a rova kavatzamos from a shidduch of gugolas. So we still don't know what the halacha would be, and therefore raya number one did not work out. So we move on to raya number two. So the Gemara tries tries to be poshet Rami Bar Chama Safek in the following way. Tashma, we had a brisa in yesterday's daf that talked about Tumas Ohel of bones from a dead body. And we said that Shammai Omer Etzem echad min shidra o min gulgolas. That even one bone is mitame ba'ohel, as long as that one bone comes from either the shidra or the gulgolas. So the Gemara assumes that if Beis Shammai holds that even one bone from the shidra or the gulgolas is mitame ba'ohel, so then even the rabbanon who disagree with Shammai and hold that you need a rova kavatzamos that comes from rov minyan or rov binyan in order to be mitame, but there'll be moda that there is tuma with a rova kav that comes from a shidra gulgolas, because it's not mistaber that the machlok between Shammai and the Rabbanon is minakotze el akotze, that they disagree to such extremes from each other. That according to Shammai, even one bone from a shidra is metame, and according to the Chamim, even a rova akav from the shidra is not metame. That to go to such extremes, so distant from each other, it's not mistaver. So therefore, we could be poshet the suffix of Rami Bar Chama, that even though a nazir is not megaleach on bones unless they're chatzi kavatzamos. But maybe you see from here that when they come from the shidra of a gulgolas, you don't need a chatzikav. The nazir is megaleach even on a rova kav atzamos. So the Rosh raises that's how Tosfos understands this raya. The Rosh raises the question. He says, I don't see the raya over here. How could you be poshek the suffix of Rami Bar Chama from the machlokas between Shammai and Hillel? Rami Bar Chama's shaila was: is a nazir megaleach on rova kavatzamos that comes from the shidra of a gulgolas? Shammai and Hillel are not talking about tiglachas of a nazir at all. They're talking about Tumas Ohel. Tumas Ohel, there's no doubt Rova Kavatzomos is Metame Ba'ohel, we paskin, right? So they're not talking about, I shouldn't say no doubt, but there's a Machlokas Tanaim. But Tumas Ohel and Nazir Megaleach don't track. I mean, the way we paskin, for example, Rova Kavatzomos is Metame Ba'ohel, Nazir is only Megaleach, and a Chatzi Kavatzomos. So they're not even talking about Nazir Giluach HaNazir. They're talking about Tumas Ohel. So how can you bring a Raya from one to the other? So in the Sefer Leket HaKotzrim, quoted in the Masifta, he brings a resolution to that question, to defend Tosfos' reading of the Gemara, that the Gemara assumes that the basis of Shammai's opinion that one bone from the shidra is metame ba'oel is because since he holds a rova kavatzamos from the shidra is metame midoraisa, so he holds that even a single bone from the shidra is metame midrabanan. And the rabbanan disagree about the etzem. We don't find that they disagree about the rova kav min shidra being metame midoraisa. The whole machlokas is: do they make that din drabanan that even a single bone is metame midrabanan? But anything that's metame midoraisa, that's just going to be mekaleachan. Meaning they do parallel each other on a daraisa level. The only reason the dinim of Tumah and the dinim of Nazir don't necessarily parallel each other is because the Nazir is only going to be megaleach on those things that are metame midaraisa, not those things that are metame midarabanan. But if something is metame midaraisa ba'oel, then of course the Nazir is going to be megaleach. So what the Gemara's raya is that if Shammai tells me that a single bone is metame ba'oel, it must be that Shammai holds that a rova kav is metame midaraisa and the Nazir is Megaleach, and that those who disagree with Shammai agree to that. They agree that a Rova Kav at least is Mitame Midarais, and therefore Nazir is Megaleach if it comes from the Shidra of Gulgolas. So it says Gemara, not a Raya. Shiny Shammai de Machmir Tfei. The whole premise of this Raya is that it's not Mistaver that you have Machlokas Tanoim min Akotze el Akotze. That you have two people arguing, two Shitos and Tanoim arguing on the extremes. You can't bring a Raya from Shammai to what the Chachamim who disagree with him hold. It could be that Shammai is Machmir doubly. That Shammai, number one, is Machmir that a Nazir is Megaleach on a Rova Kavatzamos, and number two, that even a single bone of Shidra is Metame Ba'oel. But according to the Chachamim, it could be that neither of those things are true. That not only is there no Tumah from a single bone of a Shidra of a Gugolas, a Nazir is not even Megaleach on the Tumah of a Rova Kavatzamos from a Shidra of a Gulgolas. So it could be that they argue to the extremes. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, then Lifshot Mina, then we should use this as a source to resolve the question in the other direction. Taima de Shammai de Machmir Hal Rabbanan Adika Chatzika Batzavos. That only according to Shammai, who's Machmir, would we say Nazir is Megaleach on a Rova Kavatzamos from the Shidduch of Golas. But according to the Rabbanan, who disagree with Shammai, a Nazir is not going to be Megaleach even on Atzamos of Shidduch of Golas unless there's a Chatzika Batzamos. Because if the Chachamim were Machmir, that a Nazir is Megaleach even on a Rova Kavatzamos, they should have said so. So maybe we could be Medayik in the opposite direction, that the Chachamim hold that a Nazir is not Megaleach on a Rova Kavatzamos from Shidduch of Golas. So says Gemara, no, Dilma Ad Kan Lo Pligi Rabbanu Leid Shammai Ela Be'etzem Echad Aval Berova Atzamos Efi Rabbanu Modu. What kind of raya? Meaning they have a discussion about an Etzem Echad from Shidduch of Golas, where Shammai says it's Metame and the Rabbanu say it's not Metame. That's it. That's the discussion. We don't know what the discussion would be about a Rova Kavatzamos and whether a Nazir from Shidduch of Golas, whether a Nazir is Megaleach. You can't be Medayik anything in one direction or the other. That's simply not part of the discussion. And therefore, Raya number two falls by the wayside as well. So now the Gemara moves on to another discussion, a related discussion, but another discussion about the extent to which Tumah is generated from a Rova Kavatzamos and from a Revius of Dam. We had said that a Nazir is only Megaleach on a Chatzi Kavatzamos, and we learned earlier a Mishnah Mesachsalos that says that a Rova Kavatzamos is Metame Ba'ohel, so three Shitos in Tanaim that don't all necessarily agree to that Mishnah in Olos. One Shita is Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Zekeinim Arishonim, Mektasana Yuomrim, Chatzi Kavatzamos, V'chatzi Log Dam, Lakol, that some of the initial Zakenim held that if you're Ma'ihil on a Chatzi Kavatzamos or a Chatzi Lugdam from a mace, then you're Tameh for every halacha. For the halacha that you're not allowed to eat truma and kachim, for the halacha that if you're a nazir, it ruins your entire nazirus and you have to bring the kabbalos and start your nazirus over again and you have to shave the hair and all that stuff. And if you became Tameh close to Pesach time, you're not going to be allowed to bring your carbon Pesach, and you have to wait for Pesach Sheni to bring your carbon Pesach. Rova atzamos or revias dam lo lakol. But if you're ma'il on a rova kavatzamos or a revias log of dam in a mace, there's no tumah. Meaning you're allowed to eat truma, you're allowed to eat kachim. It certainly is not going to ruin your nazirus, and certainly it's not going to force you to bring Pesach Sheni. You're going to even be allowed to bring Pesach Rishon. So that shita is obviously in disagreement with the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah Nalos said that a Rova Kavatzamos is enough to be Metameh for Truman Kachim, just not maybe not enough for a Nazir to be Megaleach, but it's enough to be Metameh. But that's Shita number one, that a Rova Kavatzamos and a Revias Dam doesn't do anything. It's only Chatzi Kav is the magic number, that's the Shir. Second Shita, Umuktsasna Yomrim, Af Rova Atzamos and Revias Dam, Lakol, the magic number is a Rova Kavatzamos and Revias Lug of Dam. That's Metame everything. And that's Metame Legabe all the halachos, as far as Truman and Kachim, and as far as being associated in Nazirus, and as far as pushing you off to Pesach Sheni. So that Shita disagrees with our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that a Nazir is associated in Nazirus only on a Chatzi Kavatzamos. So Shita number one disagreed with the Mishnah in Olos, because the Mishnah in Olos said that a Rova Kavatzamos is Metame, and Shita number one said, no, the magic number is Chatzi Kav. Shita number two disagrees with our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said, at least for a Nazir you need a Chatzi Kav, and Shita number two says, no, a Rova Kav is enough for all. We throw the book at a guy when he has a Rova Kav Atzamos, then he's a Tamei Legabe everything. Shita number three is Beis Din Shala Achareihem Amru Chatzi Kav Atzamos V'Chatzi Logdam Lakol. The third Shita is when it comes to Chatzi Kav Atzamos and Chatzi Logdam, that for sure meets the threshold of being everything, that you're not allowed to eat Truma and Kachim and that the Nazir is Megaleach and you're not allowed to bring Korban Pesach, right? That certainly meets the threshold, but Rova Atzamos meets the threshold for some halachos and not for others. Rova Atzamos Revias Dam L'Truma Kachim Avalol Nazir Vosa Pesach. It makes you tummy enough that you're not allowed to eat Truma, you're not allowed to eat Kachim, but if you're Mayil and Rova Kavatzamos, even though you're not allowed to eat Truma, you're not allowed to eat Kachim, you're not going to be Sosu your Nazirus, and you're even allowed to bring your Karban Pesach. So that Shita holds like our Mishnah, that a Nazir is not Sosu as Nazirus until he comes across a Chatzi Kavatzamos or a Chatzi Log Damin Ameis, and it also holds like the Mishnah Mesachas Alos, that holds that if you're Mayil and a Rova Kavatzamos or a Rova Log Damin Ameis, that you're tummy as far far as the Isra of Achila of Truman Kadshim. So that third Shita seems to be the one that fits all of the Mishnayos we had up until this point. So from our Mishnah and from the Mishnah and others, it sounds like we paskin like the third Shita, which was called the Beis Din Shel Acharehem, right? Because that Beis Din was Machria in this Machlokas of the Zakenim Arishonim of the earlier generations, right? What were the first two Shitas? First two Shitas were Zakenim Arishonim Miktsasan, and the second Shita was Umiktsasan. It was a Machlokas about earlier generations, different Tanayim in earlier generations. And Shita number three was Beis Din Shel Acharehem in a later generation. So it would seem that based on the Mishnayos, we paskin like the later generation. So Frekli Gemara, but Michti Ein Achra'as Shlishis Machra'as. We know that there's a halacha that we don't paskin like someone who's machria between two earlier shitos. So how can we paskin like the Beis Din Shel Acharehem? So Amar Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, Rabbi Shmuel Amar Rabbi Chagai Zechari Malachi. The Beis Din Shel Acharehem didn't come up with this on their own. This was an old tradition that they reintroduced, but it dates all the way back to Chagai Zechariah and Malachi. It's a question whether Chagai Zechariah Malachi had this mipi nevuah, or they had this. This was a takana midrabanan that Chagai Zechariah Malachi had. Pashas is the takana midrabanan of Chagai Zechariah Malachi that a rova kav atzamos is going to be mitame, even though a nazir is not megaleach on a rova kav atzamos. And it's not so strange that you have dinim midrabanan that date back to the times of the neviim. Shlomo Melech was mesakin eruv chatzeros. Moshe Rabbeinu was mesakin dinim midrabanan. We have dinim midrabanan that go very, very, very far back. So that's probably what it means over here. But if it was just a hachra shlishis, we would not be machria based on hachra shlishis. That is a gemara in Maseches Pesachim Daf Chaf Aleph that says that we don't rely on hachra shlishis. So when you have two earlier shitos and then a third shita comes along later on and says, a little bit like that one and a little bit like that one. So we don't rely on that. We don't paskin like that. So Tosos over there, Maseches Pesachim, Tosos here gives two explanations as to why it is that we don't rely on Hachra Shlishis. One is that the Gemara is telling us that since the Beis Din Shel Acharehem are the Talmidim of the Zakenim Arishonim, we can't pass them like them against the Rebbeim, because Ein Halacha Ketalmid B'Makom HaRav. You're not allowed to pass them like the Talmidim in the B'Makom the Rebbeim. The Rebbeim, we assume, are much stronger in learning. It's interesting, that seems to be a stira to another klal we have in Halacha, called Hilchsa Kibasra'a. Hilchsa Kibasra'a means you paskin like the later generation. So the Gemara itself deals with that. The Gemara says, up until a particular generation of Amoraim, it was Zayn Alacha Ketalmud B'makom HaRav, and then from that generation, I think it was Abayi Rav Ve'elach, then we already paskin Hilchsa Kibasra'a. So it really depends on which generation you're talking about. That at some point there was a shift from saying Zayn Alacha Ketalmud B'makom HaRav to Hilchsa Kibasra'a. The Svara of Hilchsa Kibasra'a is that it was just a different attitude in learning. That the attitude in learning in the later generations was that they were going to take into account everything that it said in earlier generations, and they were going to be largely accepting of everything, just build on the earlier shita. So sometimes building on it changes it a little bit. So Hilchsa Kibasra, because it's like the midget on the shoulders of giants, whereas Eilach Talmud Makom HaRav is if it's a frontal debate, one just disagrees with the other. So who's the Talmud to disagree with the Rebbe? So we're going to pass it like the Rebbe over the Talmud. There's that questionable comment that the Rif has in Maseches Erevin, where the Rif says, and that's why we pass like the Talmud Bavli over the Talmud Yerushalmi, because Hilchsa Kibasra, by the Chasimus HaTalmud, it was already at the point in time where we say Hilchsa Kibasra, and we know that the Chachmei HaBavli saw everything that it says in the Yerushalmi. So if they come to a different conclusion than what it says in the Yerushalmi, that's why we pass like the Talmud Bavli. So is that so pashut that all the Chachmei HaBavli saw everything that it says in Yerushalmi? You certainly don't get that impression, but historically that's questionable. We do pass like Talmud Bavli. It's just a question whether that's the reason that we pass like the Talmud Bavli over the Yerushalmi. It's also maybe not so 100% ironclad that we always pass like the Talmud Bavli. Certainly the Rambam didn't get the memo that there was a rule that we always have to pass like the Talmud Bavli, but generally speaking that's the way it works. So anyway, so that's one explanation of Tosos. Why is it that we don't pass like a Machria? Because a Machria pick him later. He's a Talmud. You don't pass like a Talmud. B'makom Rav. Second explanation Tosfos says is that we don't rely on the Beis Hashalach Achareihem because all of the Zekeinim Arishonim held that there is no chilik between the different types of Tumah. Between Tumah Legabi Truman Kachim on the one hand and the Tumah Legabi Korban Pesach and Nazir on the other hand. So whether you were the first group of Zekeinim Arishonim or you were the second group of Zekeinim Arishonim, you agreed that there's no chilik. You disagreed as far as whether it's all matame or it's all not matame, but you agreed that there's no chilik. So when a later generation is going to come and introduce a chilik that didn't exist previously, he's introducing a brand new idea. So that's why we're not going to rely on the Divrei HaMachriya, because he's saying something that no one else agreed to, that none of the earlier generations agreed to. So based on that, Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Mem explains a stira that we find in the Gemara. Because over here in our sugya, and again, like we said before, in Masechet Pesachim, we have this klal that ein halacha k'divrei HaMachriya. We don't paskin like a Machriya. However, in other places, particularly in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Tes, the Gemara says, kol makom sh'ata motzei shnayim chalukim ve'echod machriya, halacha k'divrei HaMachriya, that whenever you have a machlokas, and then one person comes in his machriya and says, oh, I paskin like that in this circumstance, and like that in this circumstance. So then we paskin like the machriya, the one that takes into account both opinions. So Tosfos writes that if the two earlier opinions never made such a chilek, you know, and the third opinion introduced a new chilek, then we're not going to paskin like the machriya. But if that's not the nature of the machriya, where he's introducing a brand new chilek, then we will paskin like the machriya. The Mefarish says that ein halacha k'divrei machriya unless it's a case where the machriya picks a side. Meaning machriya doesn't always mean I partially take this opinion, I partially take that opinion. Machriya might mean, oh, there are two opinions, I paskin that way. So then we'll paskin like the machriya when he picks a side. Even though it's hard to understand why that's called the machriya. That's just paskining one way or the other. So be that as it may, so the Gemara tells us over here it's not just a machriya. They have an old tradition from Chagai Zechariah Malachi, and that's why we paskin what we paskin. And what is that? So just to review, we paskin that a rova kavatzamos is enough to be metame a person ba'ol. And what does it mean to be metame? That he's not allowed to eat truma, he's not allowed to eat kachim. But it will not ruin his nazirus, and it will not ruin his chances to bring korban pesach. A chatzi kavatzamos will also ruin his nazirus and ruin his chance to bring korban pesach. Okay, now the Mishnah went on to say, a couple of times, al elu anazir megaleach. Right, once at the beginning of the Mishnah and once at the end of the Mishnah, it said al elu anazir megaleach. So the word elu is clearly coming to be memait something. So it says Gemara, what's the Mishnah coming to be memait? What is a nazir not megaleach on that the Mishnah says twice al elu anazir megaleach? So al elu dereisha limutei etzem kasaora. The elu of the reisha is to tell me that an etzem kasaora of a mesa nazir is not megaleach. Dal magova maso in. That the nazir is not megaleach on an etzem kasora unless he touches it or carries it. But if he's ma'ahil on an etzem kasora, then it's not metame ba'oel. And since it's not metame ba'oel, memela, a nazir is not going to be megaleach on an etzem kasora. Now the Tosfos raises the question, well, the Mishnah says beferish that al etzem kasora ain't a megaleach. So it's only unless it's al mago of al maso. So why do you need to be memait etzem kasora from being matame ba'ol if it's beferish in the Mishnah? So it says, yeah, that's normal for a Tana to first mention the din and then to be mefarish the din. So it's okay that the al elu of the reisha is the first throwing out the idea that there is such a din, and then we elaborate and we spell out that din a little bit later on. Okay, al elu de seifa. What is the al elu of the seifa coming to be memait? So al elu de seifa lemuute even hasuchuches. If you have stones that protrude from a wall and it's an awning for those who walk underneath it, meaning people could walk underneath those stones, and there's tuma under one of the stones, and the nazir walked under one of the stones, but he doesn't know which one he walked under, and if he was ma'il on the tuma or not, so then it's not going to be sosa the nazirus, even though he's tame a tuma midrabanan. So Tosfos over here also asks, why do I need the Mishnah to tell tell me to be memayit this din, that's also beferish in the Mishnah in tomorrow's daf among the things that a nazir is not megaleach on, and Tos gives the same answer. That sometimes we throw out an idea and then we elaborate on the idea later on. So in our Mishnah we mention the idea, and then in the Mishnah in tomorrow's daf we elaborate on the idea. The Mishnah also said v'chatzi kavatzamos, that a nazir is metame v'chatzi kavatzamos, going to be sosers and zeros, he's going to have to start all over again. So says Mar, ooh, yeah, chatzi kavatzamos in rovatzamos lo, which is the idea that we've been working with this entire daf, right? That our Mishnah holds that a nazir is only megaleach on a chatzi kavatzamos, but not on a rova kavatzamos, right? The first two discussions of our daf revolved around that, you know, that statement of the Mishnah, that only a chatzi kav and not a rova kav. Because remember, the first discussion of the daf was, oh yeah, but what if the rova kav comes from a shidva gulgolas? Maybe that's different, right? And the second discussion was, does everybody agree that a rova kav, a nazir is not megaleach? Oh, there are three shittos in Tanaim. Some say yes, some say no, some say maybe, right? So you have now we're just highlighting the premise of everything we discussed until now, that a chatzi kavatzamos a nazir is megaleachan, a rova kavatzamos is not a nazir is not megaleachan. But let's elaborate a little further. Hechi dami, what kind of a rova kavatzamos are we talking about? Ilem de ispunatzamos kisaora, if the rova kavatzamos there are bones in there that are sheer saora, why would a nazir not be megaleachan? Typically, mishumetzum kisora. The Mishnah says that a nazir is megaleachan etzum kisora if he touches it. He's just not if it's ohel. So on a magarova kavatzamos, he should also be megalech because of a tumas etzem kisaora, right? So Tosa says, what's going on in this Gemara? Why is the Gemara asking, how can you say rova kavatzamos, every rova kavatzamos has an etzem kisaora? Rova kavatzamos is mitame ba'ohel. Rova kavatzamos and others is going to be megalech if it's ba'ohel. Etzem kisaora is not ba'ohel, it's only b'maga or b'masa. What on earth is the Gemara trying to ask over here? We're asking that even on a rova kav, a nazir should be megaleach because there's an etzem kisora in a rova kav. The Mishnah is talking about tumas ohel, so that's why he says if a nazir is megaleach, if a nazir is mahil on a chatzi kavatzamos, he's megaleach. If he's mahil on a rova kavatzamos, he's not megaleach. Yes, a rova kavatzamos has an etzem kisora, but if you're mahil on an etzem kisora, you're not megaleach. Only in magomasa. So Tosus understands, Tosus explains, he answers that you see from the Gemara later on that the reason the Mishnah has to say that a nazir is not megaleach on a tumas rova kavatzamos, even though we could be medayikit from our Mishnah, where it says that a nazir is only megaleach on a chatzi kavatzamos, is to tell me a chiddush, that even though a nazir is not megaleach, if he's mahil on a rova kavatzamos, he's megaleach if he touches or he carries a rova kavatzamos. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that a nazir is megaleach if he touches or carries a rova kavatzamos, and it's on that the Gemara is asking, what's the chiddush that a nazir is megaleach if he touches or carries a rova kavatzamos? Of course he's megaleach if he touches or carries a rova kavatzamos. He's megaleach even if he touches or carries an etzem kisaora, which is way smaller than a rova kavatzamos. That's the Gemara's question. It's not about ohel, it's about touching or carrying a rova kavatzamos. So heichdami ilem de ispahon atzamos kisaora tebelim shum etzem kisaora ela de ikmach akmuch. So you have to say that the Mishnah is talking about a case of bones that are totally ground up, and they're ground into like a fine flour, so you don't even have an etzem kisora. So you could have a volume of a rova kavatzamos without having a single etzem kisora. Now the difficulty with this, and the Sefer Sidri Taurus, he raises the question, is that we had in yesterday's daf that an etzem kisora that's cut up is also metame midin etzem kisora. So the Sidri Taurus say, yeah, that's if it's like chopped in half and you're touching both halves, because you have to be touching the entire etzem kisora. But when it's a fine flour, you're never going to be touching every single piece of it. There's no way to be touching all of it, because there are pieces that are not on the surface. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Now the Chazanish says differently. Chazanish says, no, when you cut an etzem kisora in half, it's a half and a half, and therefore you're metame to an etzem kisora. When you grind it up into a fine flour, it loses the shame etzem. So rova kavatzamos still has, but a shame etzem, it loses the shame of a bone when it doesn't have the tzura of a bone at all, when it's ground up into a fine flour. That might be one of the that we mentioned the other day. That's the heter for a kohen to get the you know, the dental work where they use bone graft, where they use human bone, that it's not in etzem kisaura because it's ground up into something that's panim chadash ba'olakad. That's what that chazanish says. Once it's ground up into a fine flour, then it's nothing. Someone emailed me that when, after I mentioned that they asked Rav Shachter about that they're coming, and they asked Rav Shachter about using the using the bone for an implant, for dental implants. And Rav Shachter said, yeah, it's mutter, but you're not asking the better question. The better question is, why are you allowed to be nena from a mace? That forget about tuma. Why is anybody allowed to use it? Because it's getting hanah from a mace. So the assumption is that it's mace akum, where there is no isra hanah. So that's why it's not a problem. We assume rove mason that would contribute these kinds of bones and things like that would be mace akum, at least in chutzlar is for sure. Okay, so now says Gemara Vayter. The Mishnah had said that Nazir Soser his Nazirus if he's Mitame al Aver min Ames, al Aver min Achai, Sheishalayim Basar Karatui. On either an Aver min Ames or an Aver min Achai if it has Basar Karatui. Say, in Alayim Basar Karatui Mai, what would be the din is if a Nazir is Mitame to an Aver min Achai or an Aver min Ames when it doesn't have the proper amount of Basar that it would be able to heal and live if it were attached to a live body? Should a Nazir be Megaleach on touching that? So says the Gemara, that's Machlokas Amarayim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Nazir Megaleach Alayim Rishalkash Amar. Meaning, if a nazir were megaleach, even if it didn't have a kazayis basar, so then kazayis the bach takes out the word kazayis. Even if it didn't have basar korotli, so then why would the reisha say, oh, if it has basar korotli, then the nazir is megaleach on it? If the halacha were, even if it doesn't have basar korotli, just say nazir is always megaleach on it. Rabbi Shimon Lakshom megaleach. That we will have a Mishnah in tomorrow's daf that goes through the things that a nazir is not megaleach on, and it doesn't mention an Eiver Shalim that doesn't have Basar Karaoui. So it must be that a nazir is megaleach on an Eiver Shalim that doesn't have Basar Karaoui. So the question is, should we be medayik from our Mishnah, or should we be medayik from tomorrow's Mishnah? So the Gemara questions Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds a nazir is not megaleach. Why isn't it among the tumos that a nazir is not megaleach? Why isn't it in tomorrow's Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan Malach Kalhecha, the Mishnah Miklala, lo katani b'seifa. Anytime you're able to derive the halacha michlal, the earlier Mishnah, you don't have to spell it out in the later Mishnah. So since the earlier Mishnah said if it had basar koroi and nazir is megaleach, okay, now I already know that if it doesn't have basar koroi and nazir is not megaleach. So you don't need to spell that out in tomorrow's Mishnah, that when it doesn't have basar koroi and nazir is not megaleach. So ask the Gemara, is that really a rule that anything you could be medayik from the earlier Mishnah, we're not going to repeat in the later Mishnah? V'hachatzi kavatzamos, the mashma chatzi kavatzamos in, rovatzamos lo, ukatani v'seifa, rovatzamos. In the earlier Mishnah it said, nazir is only megaleachan chatzi kavatzamos, which right away implies that a rova kavatzamos he's not megaleachan. And yet in the list of things that he's not megaleachan in tomorrow's Mishnah, rova kavatzamos, it mentions it in the Mishnah. Says Mar Hasam, ilav rovatzamos, if the Mishnah lit in tomorrow's daf would not mention rovatzamos, and it would only be derived from a diuk of our Mishnah, have a minu afilu al magav al masolo. I would have thought that a nazir is not megaleach even if he touches or carries a rova kavatzamos. Lachi yisrich l'misni rova atzamos dalal hilan hu de ina nazir megaleach. To tell me that a rova kavatzamos is not mitami but ohel enough for a nazir to be megaleach, but if he touches a rova atzamos, just like if he touches etzem kisaura, if he touches a rova atzamos, then he is going to be megaleach. So ask the Gemara v'chatzi log dam deshamet mina, but still allow. Ask on this klal that you're telling me that anything that could be derived from the earlier Mishnah, I'm not going to repeat in the later Mishnah. What about chatzi lugdam? Desham mina chatzi lugdam in revius dam lo from the reisha from the earlier Mishnah. I could derive that since it says a nazir is megaleach on a chatzi lugdam, I could figure out on my own that a revius lugdam a nazir is not megaleach. And yet the katani b'sefer revius dam. And in the sefer, when in tomorrow's Mishnah, it's going to list revius dam as one of the things that a nazir is not megaleach. But I already got it. So it says, when it came to the Revi'is Dam in Ames, the Mishnah has to tell me that din, to tell me that the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, because we're going to see Rabbi Akiva's Shita in a few days from now on Daf Nun Vav, that a Nazir is Megaleach even on a Revi'is Dam. Adam min ha-meis. So the Mishnah has to highlight that we pass on like Rabbi Eliezer, who disagrees with Rabbi Akiva and holds that a Nazir is not Megaleach unless it's a Chatzi lo dam min ha-meis. Dam Rabbi Akiva, Revi'is dam haba mishnei meisim metame ba'ohel. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that a Revi'is dam that comes from shnei meisim is metame ba'ohel. The Tosos takes out that line because that really has nothing to do with anything. Meaning the point is not about what Rabbi Akiva holds mishnei meisim. The point is that mimeis echad, that Rabbi Akiva holds that it's enough for a Nazir to be Megaleach. So now the Gemara goes back to discuss the actual machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan Ish Lakish. Is a Nazir Megaleach on an Eved that doesn't have Basa Karatui? Hi, Eved Min Ameis Echidami. Idis Pei Etzim Kesara my time to Rabbi Yochanan. If it has an Etzim Kesara, of course a Nazir should be Megaleach on it. Vidalas Pei Etzim Kesara my time to Rabbi Shlakish. And if it doesn't have an Etzim Kesara, so then it shouldn't be Metame at all. Midin Etzim. And the Eved doesn't have Basa Karatui. It's not Metame Mishum Eved. You need Basa Karatui to give it a Shema Eved. So Amalach Rabbi Shlakish, the Omdil Les Pei Etzim Kesara. It could be that it doesn't have an etzim kesara, but we still learn from the pasuk that it's metame b'maga as an aver shalem, even without basa karatui. And meila, the nazir is going to be megaleach. Tanya, and now we're going to just quote a brisa that darshins various words in the pasuk, from which we're going to see that even an Eiver that doesn't have Basa Karaui is Mitame B'maga. But in order to get to that point, the Gemara is first going to quote two other brises about Dine Tuma, one about Tumas Awel, one about Tumas Maga, and we'll get to all of that Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.